Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on March the 13th, a rainy, rainy day. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, even though I'm the only one in the chat room right now. Whoa, somebody just came in. Oh, it was Bob. And Bad Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. If you're getting out and about, bad juju on the roads today. Rain high near 54. Going to have lots of winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. That'll ease off this afternoon, but we got sloppy weather throughout the week. We need the water, but right now we've got 48 degrees. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. RC Anselmo was here yesterday because we had Ann Coulter, who's coming to town March the 23rd, on the line. There's not a lot of tickets left for the dinner with her, so you might want to give them a call at 474-5546 to set up a time for, you know, to set up reservation for the dinner. And then also, of course, she's giving a talk before the dinner, and she's going to sign books. She was on yesterday, and it was refreshing to talk to Ann Coulter, in the sense that she has obviously a brilliant lady, but she did not turn it loose on people like she has been known to do in the past, or as have some others. Which, and frankly, going out there sometimes can be just a little bit too much. Linda's on assignment today, and she'll be back tomorrow. And then Friday, you have to join us for the very first, and I'll be talking about it, the very first colonoscopy on the radio. That's right. This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We had one of the doctors on, and Linda has never had one. So she signed up, and she will be going there at 7 o'clock on Friday. Be talking to us, not during, I think, the procedure. I'm not sure. Bad Bob says that he'd never talk during procedure. He just kind of squealed a couple of times. Is that right, Bad Bob? Okay, I guess that was true. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt
you. I don't
know.
Just suddenly Ned Beatty and comes to mind.
Wow. Now, that was a colonoscopy. That was a colonoscopy that was not required, really, on that one. Just the thought of Deliverance in that movie, you know, it causes twinges in a lot of people. Hey, we've got, of course, we always start off the morning with our Wells Fargo Minute. But today we're going to be talking with Scott Swindman. He'll be in later. He's running for District 2, County Supervisor of District 2. Leonard Modi holds that seat right now, but Scott Swindman will be on today. He's running. We'll have Steve Allen later on this week because he's also running for that spot. And we're going to discuss the number of people that are running and not running now for all the different seats that are up for in November. But we also want to talk about the veterans. When the veterans stand together, what happens, the changes that they can make. And it was shown last night, a display of not only unity, but anger. And rightfully so. Why were things being done by the Veterans Administration to the veterans here in just the state of California, nowhere else in the United States, just here in California, and especially got to the people here in Redding. But before we get to that, we're going to visit Chris Lasondak at Wells Fargo. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're just about 40 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 13,006. The S&P 500 up just about 6 points at 1377, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding 14 points at 2997. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 12 cents at $8.11, Citigroup's adding 90 cents at $35.19, Ford up 2 cents at $12.45, and Alcoa is up 22 cents at $10.09. Stocks of local interest, PG&E up 12 cents at 43.38. Costco's adding 3 cents at 89.47. And North Valley Bank is up 13 cents at 11.48. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.07%, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34. Oil's down 42 cents a barrel at 105.92, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $12.41 an ounce at $1686.64, while silver's down 19 cents at $33.39. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they give us the latest on what's happening on Wall Street. They're located at Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the our veterans and what happened last night. We're also going to be talking about the new health care plan, that not new, but the one that the blueprint that Obama has. We're going to be talking about on the number of different people that are running for different offices here in the North State. It's going to be a busy day. We've got a lot of people rolling in, and we're going to be talking about the things you want to talk about. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
She was terminally pretty.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda is on assignment this morning, 7:14 in the morning, March the 13th. It's going to be raining like this all day, it looks like. Hey, let's talk about what happens when the veterans stand up. You know, a week or so ago, I got an email. And I've been in contact with people on this, including the VA right here in town. It seems like, you know, they have this fee basis at the Veterans Association. And what's going to, you know, what they do is they were planning on taking the veterans that were being seen by counselors out in town. And because the VA is trying to cut back on service, you know what I mean? If you can believe this. Well, we're trying to save money, so we're going to cut back on services. And the way we're going to do this is to bring everybody that's on, that's being seen by a care provider out, you know, in town, and bring it back under the umbrella of the VA. Well, I can't begin to tell you the angst this caused the veterans with this post-traumatic stress disorder. First of all, they are, some of them have been seeing their care providers for years. I mean, years. And when and you build up a trust and relationship with your care provider, plus you have your own, in many cases, they have their own groups, their working groups that, that they can share with, group counseling. And then what the VA is proposed was, let's just bring them all back in and give them new, new, you know, but equal care under the VA umbrella, under the people that they have here. Well, this whole plan, when this was proposed, and I was told this by a senior VA official, was they knew it was going to be a problem. So how did the California VA handle this? Well, let's see if anybody says anything. Well, they did. Last night, they did. And they stood up, and the vets just filled the veterans clinic to tell them what they thought of that. They were very unhappy, and they said, you know, it's not enough. It's not enough for us to, you know, have to be treated because of this. But then now you want to change who our doctors are. This is, you know, the idea about post-traumatic stress is you want to kind of like limit the stress or reduce the stress. And let's just face it, if somebody's been doing this for 15 years, it's not like they're being cured. It's not like something that you can say, okay, it's a broken leg or it's a piece of shrapnel in your butt. We'll just pull this out. This is something that goes on and on, obviously. Not in everybody. Not in everybody. But in the people that it does, the post-traumatic stress that they've suffered through the years or through combat tours that they have earned as they supported this country. So to change it, and, you know, not the grandfather of these guys, but just by saying something as simple as this is, I tell you what, from this point on, anybody that we find that has post-traumatic stress, we'll move them into this new program. We'll grandfather the other ones, and we'll, that's the way we're going to make it work. Well, that's not what was said. But as of last night, they changed their mind when Dr. O'Neill there said, I can see how much this anxiety has caused. I don't want to switch you from a relationship that's working. So they're going to, so they're not going to do that from the VA. I don't know why I should come to that because people have been saying, told them this when this thing first came up. This is not a good idea. People within the VA organization told them this was not a good idea. Why would you want to try this? Now, there are some people that are being seen by outside clinicians, psychologists, that, you know, they may only be seen maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. You know, it's not like it's every day. It's not like it's every week. But to change them for no reason except for the cost, and that's the reason it's cost, is wrong, as they have found out. Though they wouldn't have had to go through this if they had just looked at it. But you know what? This shows one thing. It shows that the vets, when they get together and they unite, they can change things. So what's the next step then after this? Okay, so this one has been fixed. They'll be able to stay with their, and we'll be watching it, of course. They'll be able to stay with their caregivers now. It's the next step, the veterans home. How about putting a couple of thousand? How about a couple of thousand veterans converging on Sacramento and saying, why can't you find that piddly amount of money to open up a veterans home that's already built? Why can't we do that? Why can't that be the next step? And we're going to be talking about that one, too. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we've got Barbara Stone on. She's going to come in and tell us a couple of things. And then after that, we've got a couple other guests before we get to Scott Swindman. But we still want to talk about the people running for office. Of course, the weather we've already talked about, a voter ID law, gas prices, and a Shasta County grand jury, their announcement on red light cameras, though we might have talked about it already. We're going to talk about it some more. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside, outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, supporting local businesses, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Bob's buying a house, right? So, calling about it is 7:23 in the morning. Bob is buying a house, and we congratulate Bob for that. So I say, hey, Bob, why don't you check on this? Because this happened at our house. And Bob will not do it. He will not do it. Well, you know, it couldn't be. Well, why, Bob? What's so hard to ask a question? Seriously.
I will ask, but I can pretty much guarantee that given this location, that ain't happening.
Well, then that's fine. It'll make me feel better. But if I know that this impacted on us and it's impacted on other people, and if I didn't say, well, yeah, but no, you didn't say that. You said, I'm not going to do it because I know everything. And I've got a very experienced realtor. Yeah, they just arrested a very experienced realtor the other day. But, you know, the thing about it is, yeah, but there's no realtor that's perfect.
Well,
right?
this is
you know, and it gets right down to it. Who looks out after you? Does your doctor look out after you?
I can see where this is going.
No, no, really. Who looks after you?
You are required to be
look after
for
yourself. Yes, there you go. And you know what? How would you like to find an oil tank underneath your property 10 years from now when you're getting ready to sell it, and then it costs you $150,000 to pull that thing out?
I understand that, and I'm pretty sure that the odds are in my favor, but I will pass the information along.
I want
along.
An answer on this because I will
sir,
not be able to sleep.
Sir, we will check it, sir.
Right. Barbara Stone's on the phone. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I just lecture him, you know.
Oh.
All I wanted him to do was say, okay, I'll check on it. He doesn't have to. I just wanted him to say, hey, you know, Carl, thank you very much. I'll check on that. But, no, he just fights me every minute.
Well, some people are like that. What can I say?
Yeah, we're all like that, I guess. Okay, Barbara, what's up?
Well, I would like to announce the second annual Bunch of Bitches Ball on Saturday, March 24th at the Reading Moose Lodge on Lake Boulevard. Our theme is Mardi Gras.
I guess so.
Our event starts at 5 o'clock with a no-host bar, prime rib dinner, silent auction, drawings. And it's a benefit for the Shasta Food Group Coalition. So if you bring in a canned food item,
uh-huh. You get a free drink.
No, but you get entered into a drawing for a $100 gas card.
Wow. As long as I don't keep that gas in a tank underneath Bob Belange's property.
Yeah.
Hey, it's almost a whole tank.
Yeah, for some people.
So it's going to, the whole thing is to raise money for the food bank?
Exactly. Well, and to have fun, because, you know,
is it just girls only?
Is there no. Oh, no. We bring our, our significant others. Hello.
How did you come up with a name like this?
Oh, well, the club was started by a gal named Eileen Wall, who lives out in French Gulch. And, most of us members have had kind of a colored past. We've all been victims of abuse, divorce, single parenthood, all kinds of traumas in our lives. And a lot of us have been called, the name of our club quite a bit. And so we decided to reclaim the word.
Okay. When's this going to be?
It's March 24th.
March 24th.
Moose Lodge.
That's at the Moose Lodge, the Ready Moose Lodge.
Yeah, we've got the Blues Rollers performing after dinner.
Okay.
And the tickets are $25 in advance, and you can get them at Lulu's Restaurant and the Moose Lodge and the French Gulch Hotel. And at the door, they're $30.
So now there's not going to be, it's just going to be a night of happiness and all that. There's going to be not going to be bitching going on, is there?
Oh, gosh. We have raffles. We have a silent auction. We've got, the no-hose bar, which is always fun at the Moose Lodge. And, it's just a great evening.
The Moose Lodge, isn't the Moose Lodge famous for pouring, heavy drinks for relatively low prices? Yes.
So I've heard. I don't know this firsthand, but
okay, so that's a week from this Saturday, March the 24th, and you can get tickets at Lulu's, the Moose Lodge, and the French Gulch Hotel.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know what? Good luck with that.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. We had a great time last year, and we hope to have a great turnout again this year.
I bet you will. How many people can you force in there?
Oh, gosh, last year we had 600 people in that room.
Yes, 600 people? And what's the name of the club again?
Babes in Total Control of Their Happiness.
Babes in Total Control of Their Happiness. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Barbara Stone, thank you so much, and I'm sure Linda will bring this up on her show, too.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You like walking that line,
don't
you?
I do. I like it. There's other things I like in life. That's one of them. We only got a couple minutes here. Voter ID. Somebody tell me what's wrong with having to show an ID card to vote. Somebody tell me that, because you have to show an ID card when you use your credit card. You have to show an ID card if you buy a drink, if you do anything. If a policeman pulls you over, you've got to show some kind of ID. So what's wrong with saying you need an ID card to vote? Well, apparently President Obama and Eric Holder, the purveyors of the Too Fast, Too Furious gun running episode, think that it's better to run guns across the border to have people killed than it is to check somebody's ID. They just blocked they've been blocking these voter ID laws. And they say that the Hispanic voters may be 50% more likely not to have an ID, a driver's license or a state issued ID. Why? Why wouldn't they have an ID? If they drive, if they have jobs, if they just walk down the street, don't you have to have something that proves who you are? I mean, you do. I mean, isn't that the law? Then why is this like this? We know why. It's got to do with elections and voting. And then we don't have to prove who we are. We can bring in busloads of people and who all say our name is Carl Bott. And we go down and we vote here, and then we go over there and vote there. Or whoever name we want. I can vote for Bob Belange. I don't have to prove who I am with you, right? Bob.
This is crazy.
I could come in and vote 12 times. As long as you're a registered voter, you can just come in and vote.
They could just move from precinct to precinct.
And you don't think that doesn't happen? Hey, this is Chicago politics. Okay, what do we got? 30 seconds? Oh, no, that's it. All right, we come back. We've got Don Kirk. We're going to be talking about homeless, and we're going to be talking about the city of Reading with that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans stepped up spending on retail goods in February. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 1.1% last month, the biggest gain since September. Consumers bought more cars, clothes, and appliances, but they also paid higher prices for gasoline. One factor driving the increase was a 3.3% rise in gasoline sales last month, reflecting a surge in gas prices. The strong report helped lift the markets, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in positive territory, up roughly 33 points. Former News International Chief Executive Rebecca Brooks was arrested this morning in the United Kingdom, along with her husband and four others, on suspicion of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. This is the second arrest for Brooks, who had been on bail related to other charges in the phone hacking investigation involving the now-defunct News of the World newspaper. News International is owned by News Corporation, the parent of the Fox Business Network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Come discover firsthand what it takes to be part of the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury Open House is this Thursday at 5:30 in the Shasta County Library next to Reading City Hall. Come learn from a Superior Court judge and former members of the Grand Jury why this is possibly the most important volunteer opportunity you could hope for.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog.
If you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community, can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, come to the open house 5:30 Thursday in the library next to Reading City Hall. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're streaming video at livestream.com/freefireradio.com. Was that close enough, Bob?
Livestream.com/freefireradio and nothing after that.
Okay, something like that. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bob and Judy. From R&B Sharpening. What can I say? They can sharpen anything you have. Knives, saws, router bits, chainsaws. They can make bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. They are locals, been in business since 1985, and just do great work. They guarantee their work. I'm carrying a knife that's so sharp, I'm afraid to open it right now. Just almost afraid to open it because I will cut myself. From R&B Sharpening. Give them a call. At 530-365-1479. Tell them what you need, and they'll tell you just to bring it on down. And they're located at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. Our guest, Don Kirk, who's Don's been on the show several times before, and is an advocate for the homeless, and a sincere advocate for the homeless. So, Don, what's going on here? You said you wanted to talk about the homeless and the realignment program.
No, and the returning prisoners who are
on the
early release program. Well, that might be what it's called. Okay, yeah. But at the moment, 1 in 5 of them are instantly becoming homeless, and 3% of them, according to what the sheriff says, has become involved in crime again, and that's just immediately after they get back in town. On top of that, 5% are not even showing up at all to report to the parole office.
I thought that I thought they'd only had one person that had happened to, so it's more than that then.
I was at the supervisors' meeting last week when they was talking to the supervisors, and they said 5%.
Okay. Now, when they come out of the jails, they have like $275 they're handed to them, but that won't last for a week in a room.
No, and the ones that don't have family end up homeless.
Okay, so they're homeless, or they're jobless, and they're felons.
And there's no jobs, available.
So isn't this kind of like a recipe for disaster or failure?
Well, according to what the sheriff said, about 3% of them are already back in crime. And I asked him, which I'm going to ask him this morning when I see the sheriff, what percentage of crime increase there is. And I haven't got an answer on that question yet. But 3% of them are in crime already, that are known anyway. It could be higher, more than likely.
And we've had, I think we've had over 100 show up.
We've had over 200 show up.
200 show up.
Yes.
So you've had less than 20 then that have gone turned back to crime.
Right. But
that they know of.
That they know of, right.
So is there a solution to this?
On that, that's a good question. I know the sheriff, he told the supervisors last week that he is looking into a homeless camp for the ones returning.
I don't think that's the term he used. I'm almost positive
that
would be the tone.
Well, the supervisor asked him if they were looking into anything. He said he's looking into it.
He's looking into probably a place to house them, right?
Well,
as opposed to a homeless camp, which connotates out in the woods with smoke and fires.
He said both ways, really.
Oh, he's going to be on tomorrow, and we'll ask him about that.
I'm talking to him this morning after supervisor's meeting.
You know, there's a difference between providing these are all things that they were trying to have happen before these people got dumped back onto the community. And that's essentially what it was being dumped back on the community. They didn't have time. The money wasn't there. But they should have had, if the state had really cared, if Brown had really cared about the people of the state, they would have had this thing with money coming down, given plenty of time to set up barracks for these people that are coming back. And if we're going to get 300, we should have had a place to be able to house at least 100 at a time.
We're getting at least 400 from what they said.
Yeah, but I mean, at least 100 at a time.
Right.
So that you had a chance to transition them back into the services or be able to set up all the services. We don't even have the jail open. At this point, it's a revolving door. Literally, they're arresting them every 7 or 8 hours. You know, they turn, arrest them, they come out again, they arrest them again.
Well, the sheriff is going to be using some of the money to reopen one floor of the jail.
Well, yes, but that's going to be, I think that's 132 beds.
Right.
And that'll, how soon do you think that'll fill up?
He said hopefully around June or July at the same time.
He'll have it open. And by he opens it in June, by July it's filled. I mean, that just stands to reason we have. That's why we have so many. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about your ideas about how to help with this.
Okay.
Okay. You know, frankly, I you know, I see this as a plan that, I mean, and from the very beginning, that this plan had problems about turning people loose. And when you add that on to the already existing problems we have, I mean, it's like the insurance plan that Obama wants. We've already got problems with our healthcare system, and now he's going to inundate it with more problems. And I don't know, is this just the steps that we just destroy what's happening in our towns, that we now have to take all of our money to house criminals? You know, is that what's happening? We're going to have to take all of our money and give it to
money
the government.
Money we don't have, yes.
Money we don't have and give it to the government for these programs that they so magnanimously start and then abandon us with. We'll take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Welcome back to Free Fire. Am I on?
Yes, everybody knows.
Can you hear
on.
Me now? Can you hear me now? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It must be my ears or something. I don't know what's going on today. It's Linda's not here, and when she's not here and it's and the wind's blowing, my whole day just goes all to pieces. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? If you've got a little ding in your windshield or a crack up to 24 inches, Jeff Wurst, our buddy, can fix it. And he guarantees his work. A veteran, he gives so much back to this community. And I mean, just a lot to this community. He's a great guy. But he does just great work, and he guarantees it, whether it's now or 2 years from now, he'll fix it. You got this fixed 2 years ago. You did this, and look, it's I don't know if it's still fixed. And he goes, doesn't make any difference. I'll just fix it again. But what he does, the way he works on your car and your windshield is just outstanding. Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. Trust me, he is good. Our guest today, Don Kirk, and we're talking homeless. We're talking realignment. Don, during the break we talked about how many homeless are here in Redding, would you say?
At least 400, but it could be up to 800 even.
Could be up to 800. Okay. Your plan is to put together a homeless camp.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where would you put that?
In Redding, at the north end of Market Street, as you start up the hill on the left-hand side, back in the 70s, the city built a campground for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. But because some of the young satanic groups, quote-unquote, started having sacrifices there for animals, they shut it down.
Okay. You know what?
I know.
I'm sorry. Did anybody see me on the video stream? What my reaction to that was? They probably did. If you're looking at the video stream, you just saw me fall down practically and start. They had satanic.
Well, groups that say they're satanic, young, all dressed in black, sacrifice animals.
So do we have to like clean up body parts or anything like that
animal
out there before you put them in there?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Lost Lane?
Yes. Lost Lane.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So you want to put a homeless camp up there?
A lot of people are camping there already illegally, yes.
Okay, so what's your idea for a homeless camp, Don?
Well, it has restrooms. It's a place where...
No, restrooms or porta heads?
It has restrooms. And it's
real restrooms water...
Yes,
and
real toilets.
And a building.
Yes.
And showers.
Yes. I'm not sure about showers.
As a point of reference, Carl,
are they there?
You start up the big hill at the north end of Miracle Mile. It's that... County Canyon off to your left.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right there?
Yeah.
Yes. But in the
there's
canyon
a road
there,
that takes
they're
off
not
right
bothering
there.
Anybody. The police can drive through there and monitor it.
But there's no facilities there, right?
It's got toilets.
It does have toilets
there.
Okay. Okay.
It was put there for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and they put toilets in there, although they are locked up. And
do the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts still use it?
Not since the city closed it due to the animal sacrifices.
Due to the animal sacrifices. Okay.
Well, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was before my time. Gosh, you know what? I miss all the fun. Okay. How many people can you put in there?
About 100.
All right. Now, when the chief was on, somebody brought that up about having a homeless camp.
Right.
He could just see, and we'll ask Sheriff Basenko tomorrow too. He could just see any number of problems having a homeless camp there, and part of it would be. Sanitation. You know, there's bathrooms there. There's still no showers. So there's sanitations. And if you have 100 people there, how many can that bathroom hold or handle? And is it a sewer type bathroom or is it something that has
sewer type
okay.
bathroom?
And then things like do they self police?
They're self police. There's one in Portland, there's one in Seattle, and there's one in Sacramento. Now they keep moving those because NIMBYs in the neighborhood say we don't want these homeless in our neighborhood.
Now why do you think that is?
Well, there is a certain amount of crime, but a lot of it though is just the fact that
you're an honest
they
man,
don't
dog.
Want to see these homeless people
that's true.
Running around their neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay, well there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a neighborhood and homeless people are wandering by.
Well, that's why this is a valley.
A valley that nobody else would see.
Nobody else would see because it's hidden by trees off the main road, yes. And there's...
What would you do with the other 300 to 700 homeless then?
A lot of them would not go to a homeless camp because they're self-governing with rules and everything else, and a lot of them who drink and take drugs would not go to those places.
So they would still hang out in these other places.
They would still hang out, but the ones who want to improve would go.
Do you think people that don't want to improve and want to hang in with drugs and alcohol ought to be moved away from the city and put on buses and, say, sent to Seattle?
No, because I believe you should have the right to live wherever you want to live.
Don't you have to follow the rules?
You have to obey all laws, don't you?
Is it harassing homeless? And I'm not, I like you, Don, and
right.
You are so sincere in what you're doing. These are just questions that are going to come up.
Oh, I realize that. They've already come up.
Yeah, if people don't follow the rules and they're into drugs and alcohol and this type of lifestyle, they're going to be rousted by the police. That's what the police should be doing.
And they should be, yes.
They should be. You're thinking, though, is that if you have a homeless camp, you can put 100 people in there, men, women, and children, and that everything's going to be fine.
Most of them are self-governed. They have certain sections for adults, certain sections for kids, and or families, I should say, with kids and everything. And
can the city be held responsible for this place?
I don't
of
see
course.
How they...
Yes, well, they would be, because
okay.
Once the city okays a homeless camp, they then have then said we will take on the responsibility of policing it and making sure it's hygienically safe, because I promise you, once the city says, yeah, let's put it there, let them put it up there, and they're going to use our facilities, there's a lawyer standing there, salivating, waiting for the first time something happens.
At the same time, though, if they're all told, well, you just go stay wherever you're staying, and we'll come find you, you know, that right there could put the city liable, too, the fact that they are
once the city,
sending them out everywhere.
Well, no, the city's not sending them out anywhere. They've chosen to live this lifestyle, whether they have chosen it or not. What my fear would be, or my concern, not a fear, my concern would be is once it's just like anything, once the city has okayed it, that at that point then, if anything happens, there will be some lawyers that will swarm like sharks on it. Say if somebody's murdered in there. And you know it's not being policed, or a child's molested, and then they turn around and they sue.
Most of them keep child molesters out entirely.
You know, well, as you just told me, is that some of these people on this realignment, they have found are sex offenders.
Yes, they are.
Even though they're not supposed to be, but indeed they are.
Right.
So these are just things that I think about. Not that, you know, there's a question, what do you do with the homeless? I mean, we've got numerous shelters here. And to me, once you start allocating land and facilities to homeless, it attracts homeless. It's a place to live. That's safe. Why wouldn't it?
At the same time, though, I like our new police chief we have. I spoke to him last week. He said he doesn't have the police to patrol it. At the same time, though, he admitted that a couple weeks ago he worked out a deal with the mission where if somebody wanted to stay at the mission, the police would drive them there. You know,
puts them to a place that we are not responsible as a city for. There's a question in here. How long should they be able to stay in this homeless camp?
Most of them have
forever
their own rules how long they can stay.
Okay. But the question, we got to take a break.
Okay.
But the question would be is, okay, so they've got a place to stay. How long can they stay? 60 days, 90 days?
Something like that, yes.
And then what happens? They go back out into the cycle until they can come back in
Hopefully,
again?
Hopefully, maybe they found a job at McDonald's or something in the meantime, you know what I'm saying, you know, and they've got some money.
Well, you know what? North Dakota right now have hiring bonuses for McDonald's in North Dakota because the economy is booming there. And why? Oil and gas. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with Don Kirk talking homeless.
Love is a burning thing.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bodlin is on assignment today, 7:56 in the morning. It is March 13th. It's going to be rainy all day. It's 49 degrees right now. And it's going to be rainy and breezy. It's going to be rainy all week long. Not a nice place to be outside, huh, Don?
Not at all. It's windy out there in rainy. Right.
Our guest is Don Kirk, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. A day like this, you stop by Tobacco and Brew, and you get that cup of coffee that's specially made by the baristas there that is absolutely great. Anything that you want, they have in the coffee side. And then go on over to that walk-in humidor. It's just absolutely outstanding. It gives you a chance as an American citizen to go in and exercise your rights that, of course, the state of California is trying to take away from you. Just another chip away at your individual rights that just to keep you under control. We want to control your whole life, the state of California. But while you can, enjoy that coffee. Enjoy the that cigar. Enjoy it. Just enjoy it while you can. Because I promise you, right now, there's legislation that they're trying to take it away from you. They're going to find something wrong, as they did with the red meat. Red meat causes cancer. Shortens your life. Shortens your life expectancy. I'm sorry, Don. I'm off on a tangent here. Don Kirk is our guest. We're talking homeless. We've got a few more minutes left.
I can get up on the same tangent if you want me to.
If we legalize drugs... This is from a guest here. If we legalize drugs, would it cut back on, what, half or more of the people that are going to jail?
They claim about 60 or 80% of the people in prison nowadays are there because of drug sales and things like that.
Okay, so should we just let anybody put anything into their system that we want?
I don't agree to it, although some countries do.
Yeah. I don't like that, and I'll tell you why. It's like we want to let an adult put anything into their system that they want to, but then we end up taking care of them. Yeah, on the other hand, is it better to put them in jail, prevent them from doing that, or is it better to have to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars to treat what they have? I'm not talking marijuana. I'm talking heavy stuff.
Right.
Okay. Final, you get 2 minutes. Final thoughts.
Okay. Well, I would like to see a camp, but I keep bringing the roadblocks. When I talk to the police chief, he told me there has to be one restroom for every five people. There has to be showers. There has to be management. There has to be security. Just all kinds of things that have to be done to have it legal in the state. But yet I see other cities doing it, so I question that. I know the sheriff is looking into some kind of housing, whether it be a camp or a building or whatever, for those returning from prison who are immediately homeless, because some of them are sex offenders who need ankle bracelets on, and if they're out in the wild someplace, they can't have the ankle bracelets, and we can't keep an eye on them.
Well, I tell you what, the idea of a homeless camp is, I just don't think it's going to, an official homeless camp is just going to get off the ground. I think there's got to be, we've got a number of agencies here in town, including churches, that try to do their best. I just think because of, and we go back to legal reasons, it's just going to be tough for this to happen. But well, Don,
if not, camp again, something at least, you know what I'm saying?
Again, your sincerity is just overwhelming here. You want to help people, and right. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do in our town.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have one of the newest candidates for county supervisor, District 2, Scott Swinneman, is going to be on, and we're going to talk to him about what he wants to achieve and why he's running. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Taliban has vowed revenge, and now it's started to retaliate. That's the ambush on senior Afghan government officials, killing an Afghan soldier as they visited the villages where the U.S. soldiers accused of going on his shooting rampage. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more on him live at the White House.
Dave, Fox News has learned there were difficulties in the Army Staff Sergeant's marriage before he deployed in December, and that he had suffered a head injury during a 2010 deployment to Iraq. Meanwhile, here in D.C., a warning for the thousands of U.S. embassy staffers still on the jobs in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere.
They will be working under very difficult conditions.
Secretary of State Clinton asking U.S. diplomats to ask the governments where they serve to keep up their commitments to Afghanistan beyond 2014. Dave?
Rich, Republicans caucus tonight in Hawaii after the voting going on now in Mississippi and Alabama. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Birmingham.
Dave, polls show close races both in Mississippi and here in Alabama between Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Newt Gingrich. Ron Paul's been absent from the races here. This man is voting for Gingrich.
I like Congressman Paul about his constitution and about being fiscally responsible. He loses me when he starts talking about a nation like Iran.
Santorum is hoping a win here will make it a two-person race with Gingrich dropping out, but the former speaker says he's staying in. Romney hopes he can knock out both opponents. Dave?
Evan, about a half million jobs have been created in the U.S. so far this year, despite fewer help-wanted signs. The government says the number of job postings in January dipped a little to just under 3.5 million from December when it hit 3.5-year high. Now, we spent more last month. Retail sales rose more than 1%. That's the biggest gain since September. And on Wall Street, we're seeing gains also. The Dow is up about 80 points. It's back over 13,000. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
There is no end in sight to the fighting in Syria. 22 regime troops killed by a rebel ambush in the middle of the regime's crackdown on an uprising that has killed about 5 to 10,000 civilians and has forced many more to flee.
The UN Refugee Agency saying more than 250,000 people have likely fled their homes in Syria over the past year, maybe 30,000 reaching safety in neighboring countries like Turkey and Lebanon. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister saying it is troubling what is happening in Syria, but a deputy defense minister separately saying there is no reason for the Kremlin to halt arms sales to Syria. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Closing arguments are going on in New Jersey at Darwin Ravi's trial. He is the former Rutgers student facing hate crime and other charges, accused of spying on his roommate with a webcam in 2010, seeing Tyler Clemente's encounter with a man, posting online what he saw, and then days later, Clemente killed himself. Now, Ravi's lawyer has told a jury this morning that Ravi has no hate in his heart. The defense has rested in the wrongful death lawsuit against Virginia Tech, brought by the families of two students who died in the 2007 massacre. 32 were killed in all. At issue, the college not alerting the campus when the first two students were killed. There's something new for parents of newborn boys to consider.
A new study shows that circumcision reduces the rate of prostate cancer. Fewer boys today are getting circumcised than in past decades, and a new study from top U.S. cancer research centers says the procedure lowers the chance of infections and inflammation that may contribute to cancer. Data shows men who are circumcised before they have sex are 15% less likely to develop prostate cancer than those who are not. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
The First Lady will go for the gold this summer. Michelle Obama will lead the official U.S. delegation to the opening ceremonies at the Olympics in London today, hosting a mini-Olympic competition for kids around Washington. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We are also streaming video live at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. 8:05 in the morning, March the 13th. Linda's on assignment. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit us. And stop by and visit Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, or Lincoln Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And they take great pride in the vehicles they sell, and they strive to succeed in a great customer experience and satisfaction. You know, that this is what I read for them, but they are good people. They do great prices on their cars. They will work with you. They support our community in many ways. Crown Motors. Go down and, you know, check them out. Take a look at what they have there and what kind of deals they have. They had a big President's Day sale, but I believe you could probably work some kind of deal with them anytime you go into Crown Motors. Bad Bob, do we have our Wells Fargo Minute ready to go?
Yes, we do. Chris Lasondak, good morning.
Chris, are you ready to give us the latest on what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets continue to move higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 82 points at 13,042. The S&P 500 is adding 9 points at 1380, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 22 points at 3006. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 180 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 15 cents at 19.98, Intel's adding 42 cents at 27.39, Microsoft up 25 cents at 32.29, and Apple's up $6.86 at 558.74. Of local interest, Costco up 6 cents at 89.49, AT&T's up 13 cents at 31.57, and Home Depot's up 28 cents at 48.87. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.08%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's down 19 cents a barrel at 106.15, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $9.61 an ounce at $16.89.44, while silver's down 27 cents at $33.31. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Minute from our Wells Fargo Advisors at Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, like I said, Monday through Friday. They tell us what's going on in Wall Street. And if you want any advice, if you want to just go down and talk to somebody, go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. How can you know what's going on in Wall Street unless you talk to somebody that speaks the language? It's like going into a strange country and everybody sounds like, unless you have somebody there who says the exact same stuff. How are you going to know what's really going on? Go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We've got Scott Swindeman, the newest entry into the Board of Supervisors race for Shasta County. In case you don't know who Scott is, we're going to introduce you to him, as we are all of the candidates, and we're going to hear what he believes in, what plans he has for the county if he indeed wins. We'll be right back.
Service.
Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I like that song, even though that people say that we should try to do other types of music there. This portion of the show was brought to you by North Valley Bank. North Valley Bank named Business of the Year and was honored at the Reading Chamber of Commerce Chamboree event as the Business of the Year. The bank was chosen in part due to the large number of employee volunteers who participate in community events and on nonprofit organizations, committees, and boards of directors, as well as the bank's monetary contribution to our community. And North Valley Bank has supported us here at KCNR from almost the beginning. And we think, too, you know, your local banking is the way to go. You know, frankly, I wouldn't go to Bank of America if you paid me. Just what I think, because I've read everything that, and all the things that have happened with Bank of America. So, you know, do your business with local banks. If you come into town, well, you know, I do with Wells Fargo. Okay. Find yourself a local bank. All right. Hey, our guest today, Scott Swindeman. And Scott, I just heard Friday that you had thrown your hat into the ring for the District 2 supervisor job.
That's exactly right, Carl.
So, Scott, tell people who may not know who you are what you're about. Who are you? Tell us your background here.
Okay. I grew up in Shasta County. My family moved here in 1954. Graduated from Shasta High School and Shasta College. Served in the U.S. Army from 71 to 73. I've had the great fortune of growing up in a wonderful family. Three brothers and a sister. Great parents. I have been self-employed for the last 35 years as a real estate broker in Shasta County. I have three wonderful, successful daughters, and I've gotten to this point and decided to throw my hat in the ring.
Okay, so you've had a your business is?
It's called Swendeman and Associates Real Estate Brokerage.
Okay. What would you say, this question has come in, what do you understand that the functions of a county supervisor is?
The functions of a supervisor are the same functions as any board member in any other organization or public entity. Responsibilities are the whatever the business of the county is, but clearly you have immediate responsibilities to the constituency. You have overall responsibilities to the entire county, not just your district, but you also have a responsibility to ensure that business is readily accepted into the county, the creation of jobs, whether they be manufacturing or retail, are a huge part of who we need to be.
So do you think that, I mean, in your opinion, do you think Shasta County is friendly to business?
Yes and no. You know, obviously the Hawkins Group has been approved to build the regional shopping center at Knighton Road. I consider that a real good thing, and I'm very happy that the county will benefit from
that. Okay, so there's many people down in Churn Creek Bottom that will immediately oppose you on that. It was a 5-0 vote by the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
And for that. Of course, then the Churn Creek people have gotten it onto an initiative, I guess, that they're going to be voting for in November if this should be allowed. Why do you think it's a good idea?
Well, it's a good idea for primarily for reasons of jobs. This will bring 1,000 construction jobs to the town for a period of time, and then it'll bring at least 1,000 permanent retail jobs, possibly as many as 1,600. And I think it's a really good idea when you consider that that piece of land has laid fallow for the last 50 years, and we have a chance to get that back in a very short period of time.
The county is being sued by Cal Highway? What do you call them?
Caltrans.
Caltrans is okay. Being sued. Everything's Cal. Is being sued because of their decision and that there's no that there's no egress or ingress for this place?
Well, not necessarily that. They're being sued under the supposition that it's not adequate. I've had the pleasure of meeting with the Hawkins Group 3 times in anticipation of the vote of the supervisors. This group is investing their own money. They are going to keep this entity in their own portfolio. They're not going to build a traffic jam that will upset whatever potential bottom line they're anticipating.
Okay. The Hawkins Group is, are they still, even with all this opposition, what are they still want to have this here?
Yes, they do. The Hawkins Group has done this 30 other times. They're good at what they do. They are familiar with similar opposition, and they're marching forward.
So they've gone in other places that have had opposition like this.
Yeah, they have. Although what has also sprung from this, the shutdown of planning/zoning of the Churn Creek Bottom for the next 24 years is something that nobody has seen.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Scott Swindeman, who is running for District 2 Shasta County Supervisor. He put in, I guess you just put in your papers, when? Thursday or Friday?
Yes, Thursday.
Okay, well, you know, so did Steve Allen.
Yes,
which
I
was another. Now that caught me completely by surprise.
He and I may have been sitting there at the counter at the same time. Sure.
Well, we're going to have Steve later on this week. We're trying to have Leonard Modi later on this week or early next week, so we can have all three of you and the people listen and talk to you and ask questions. But we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:19 in the morning. It's March the 13th. This is KCNR Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice.
If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front-end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Boy, the chat room has just gotten really hot here. 8:21 in the morning, March the 13th. Carl and Linda Bott here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Go into Espresso Joe's, the finest cup of coffee, of just at great prices. But barista there will make it just the way you want it. Look at the weather today. You need coffee. You need to go to have coffee there. Then you go into their little, you go into the community room and sit there and enjoy it. Just have that. Our guest, Scott Swindeman. You know, there's more to Tobacco and Brew than just coffee and cigars, though. Joe and Shelley are honorable people that support this community and have for over 35 years. They've supported this community in so many different ways. I can't say enough about them. And it's more than just an advertisement. They are people that care about Reading, and they've done so many things. And so, you know, when you're going out there and you think, well, I'm going to just get a cup of coffee or I'm going to get by something, you know, to put in my mouth and smoke, you ought to be thinking about Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Scott Swindeman, who is running for the District 2 supervisor's position. And welcome to your baptism of fire, because, Ruth, you got a question for Scott?
I do.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Dad Bob. Hey, we have talked about the Hawkins Group and the area there down in Churn Creek Bottom for quite a bit on our show. And Kurt Largent also agrees with you on your position down there. My question to you, since you've been in Shasta County for a number of years, that you get the culture, you understand the culture, and that this ag land and farmland out there was zoned for just that. People purchase that, and as a realtor, you know that people actually go out looking for that particular type of property so that they can do some farming or just love it out in Churn Creek Bottom. It's a sought-out area for people to move to. And the supervisors changed the zoning so that Hawkins could move forward. And we're going to bring in jobs, a lot of them from Sacramento and out of the area. We already know that. And the other part of that is that they're using septic systems, as I understand it. And I'm not aware of any project that has ever built that's that big, 92 acres, that have ever used a septic system. So I'm not really sure how that will work. But I just want to get your opinion on that, because there are 11,000 people that signed the petition that are going to be in direct opposition to you, and get your opinion on that. I actually am thrilled that you threw your hat in the ring. I think you're an honorable and ethical guy, and I just want to get your opinion on that. Thanks.
Thanks, Ruth. I think the same about you, as you know. We probably do need to qualify the fact that I was your realtor when you came to town a long, long time ago. And actually, I tried to call in on your show the other day when you guys were speaking to this issue, but I couldn't get the phone number. The as far as the culture of this community as I knew it, as I grew up here, was one of a timber community. Unfortunately, we were sideswiped by the spotted owl issue, and that really changed the culture, and a lot of people suffered for it. As far as that septic system, all of that has been scrutinized. They've been through the CEQA Act. They've been approved by every agency. These people these people deserve a chance to go to work. The other issue is the 1,000 to 1,600 people that would have the permanent jobs. I don't think the comment about them coming from Sacramento is valid, but I would wonder how any of the opposition to this project would do face-to-face with these 1,600 people. It's a sad commentary to me that so few people could take a run at controlling the livelihoods, the potential livelihood for that many people that need those jobs.
One of the questions that came in, since this seems to be taking on a little life of its own here, do you have any connections to the Hawkins Group?
No, I don't. The Hawkins Group came to the Shasta Association of Realtors to discuss the project three different times. The last time was the day before the supervisors voted. They had no idea how the vote was going to go. Kent Dagg was in that meeting. We went through each supervisor one at a time. We could not predict which way they were going to go. I think everybody was surprised that Lesbaugh changed his mind and voted for it, but I think that's an indication of how valid the argument was.
Okay, so you're not taking any money from the Hawkins Group. There's no business connection at all. So we can just lay that to rest then.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a couple of questions. Okay, Scott. You know, let's talk a little bit about. Do you have anything else you want to say first of all about the Hawkins Group and this thing with Churn Creek Bottom? It's going to come up again at some point.
No, I'm fine for the moment. Thanks.
Okay. Grand jury. Now, you know, first of all, you're a man of who's worked in business here his whole life, and now you're going to run for office, and you're going to be expected to know everything immediately. So I'm just going to keep asking you questions, and I can understand some general answers, so don't be concerned about that. If I asked you about your kids' ages and you weren't quite sure, then we'd have a problem. The grand jury has just come out and said that red light cameras are okay. After doing their study, it's been 30... They've dropped accidents by 30% in their record keeping, but the grand jury meets for a year. We even advertise PSAs for getting people on the grand jury. What do you think the grand jury should be doing? Investigative, you know, like investigations like the police don't touch. Should it be on people? Should it just be on general aspects of what faces the community here?
You know, I think the role of the grand jury has been defined for a long time. I've always read their report. They seem to have a specific mission. Beyond that, I don't know what it takes to add or subtract from that mission.
Okay. The red light thing for me, red light camera, besides the fact that Linda was assaulted by a red light camera and cost us a lot of money, is that the money's going to the, and this is just my own feelings, but the money goes to an Australian firm. And if we're going to have a red light camera system, why can't we have one if we're going to send up these hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, why can't we do it to an American company? Why can't we have an American company bid on this thing? I mean, it seems to me if we're going to spend that much money on it, why should it go to Australia, even though Australia is a great place to visit?
Well, I agree.
Something like that, if we're going to have them, would you at least support the, support the idea that we keep it in country?
Absolutely. I would without questions. Stuff like that seems foolish to me.
Okay. We've got just a couple minutes before we have to break. Now, I don't want to get into something that's going to take a long time to talk about on this. The county, you know, just had a meeting about managing their people, which I found in a way amusing, that the county has to have a meeting to talk about how they're going to manage their department heads. What do you think about that as far as management of department heads?
I attended that special meeting because I agree that there needs to be tighter control of the, of course, the two department heads that they're talking about. Everybody else has a boss in the system. It's a huge impact on this county. The decisions of these people are large. They need to be held accountable for their decisions.
Well, the decisions that, and we'll just use one, there's lawsuits. There's a number of lawsuits facing the county. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be able to get into that, Scott, because we're getting ready to break here. And Cheryl, if you can hold past the news that we're going to have to break for in like 20 seconds, we'll bring you on right after the news too, so you can ask your question. Our guest has been Scott Swindeman, who is a and he's sitting there, he's not even sweating. So we haven't gotten to the good questions yet, I guess, but we'll get to those. But I mean, we've talked about Churn Creek Bottom. We're going to go back and talk about the management of this from the Board of Supervisors. To me, it's more than just a yes job. You sit there and collect your $58,000. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Decision day in Alabama and Mississippi, holding Republican primaries.
This is no doubt a battle between Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum for the conservative alternative to the Mitt Romney candidacy.
Fox's Carl Cameron in Birmingham, Alabama, saying while Romney had downplayed his expectations,
he has outspent both Santorum and Gingrich combined, and the pro-Romney super PAC has been dropping buckets of money. And as a consequence, it's entirely possible in a three-way photo finish that Romney could not only win a third of the delegates, but he could also actually perhaps win more of the delegates by coming in second or even first.
Republicans caucusing in Hawaii, and the defense secretary says he's awaiting details from the top commander in Afghanistan on his plan for bringing home the remaining troops sent there under the surge. Also, that this weekend's shooting rampage, allegedly by an Army staff sergeant, will have no effect on that strategy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Come discover firsthand what it takes to be part of the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury Open House is this Thursday at 5:30 in the Shasta County Library next to Redding City Hall. Come learn from a Superior Court judge and former members of the Grand Jury why this is possibly the most important volunteer opportunity you could hope for.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog.
If you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community, can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, come to the open house 5:30 Thursday in the library next to Reading City Hall. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning on March the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. I can't say enough about DC Tim and Elon. They're in their haircut ability and the fact that you're just treated like a great person when you walk in there. Just enjoy the experience. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Scott Swindeman, and Scott is running for the Board of Supervisors, District 2. When we found out about it Friday, we asked him, said, hey, we don't know who he is, and we need to find out who Scott Swindeman is, and also for our audience. We've got Cheryl on the line. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about a project in my district, District 4, the Moody Flats Quarry project. Do you know anything about that yet, and are you have any inclinations for it or against it?
Hi, Cheryl. I do know of it, and I know they're in the process of doing their EIR, and I would, you know, suggest once again that if you can survive all of the tests, whether they be air quality, water quality, local, state, or federal, you deserve a chance to go to work, and we will know that at some point.
Right. I've been talking to the people that live in that area because I'm running for District 4, and so far I'm finding much more support for it from the business people themselves who desperately need the business. Some of the other citizens who are unemployed or retired are more likely to be against it, but the business people who want more customers, and some of them of whom don't really feel they know they're going to make it till the end of the year, they're having such a hard time, would prefer to see that come in there. And they'd even be willing to put up with a little environmental inconvenience for it. That's how desperate they're all getting. So it's a real bad situation for the businesses, and I think I'm inclined for it unless I hear something provable as to how terrible it is. So
yeah, I would certainly be supportive of it if they are successful in their pursuit of a license. Yeah. I think it's a great thing. Anything like that for this county goes a long ways to getting us back where we used to be.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Cheryl, thank you for your phone call. It was a good question. And, you know, there's got to be a balance between your rights for as a citizen and the environment, but also your rights to have a job and anything that can be done to, or anything legal and acceptable to have a job, too. But so thanks for your phone call. Scott, we've got, you know, questions in here just coming in. One of them, you're more than a one issue kind of guy. Other issues that you're interested in for the county?
Sure, Carl. Over the past 35 years, I've been a real estate broker, as I stated earlier, and I've been through every aspect of development. So I've dealt with most agencies, whether they be local, state, or some federal. So I absolutely understand the planning process. I have also been on the Enterprise Elementary School Board for the last 12 years, on the Shasta Community College Board of Trustees for the last 4 years, and at the state level, I'm on one of the directors for the California Association of Realtors, as well as the local association for the past 20 years. I've had the great advantage of seeing some very successful boards operate and control huge, huge entities. I've worked with some wonderful people, and I have not had what I would call a bad experience at the board level. I think I bring a lot of that to the table. As far as countywide business, I've got a good eye for business, and I've got, I think, a real ability to listen. And that's listening to
anybody and everybody in the county on whatever the subject might be. I have a vast experience across the board, and I think I bring all of that. I don't want to appear to be single issue and that I'm running because of the Churn Creek Bottom situation. I'm not by any means. I've got really good friends that are part of that promotion. Brenda Haynes is a good friend. We're having lunch tomorrow. Chris Carmona is a really good friend.
Brenda is about as opposed to that as you can possibly find to the, you know, to the Churn Creek Bottom Hawkins coming in there.
Yes,
I believe.
She is.
I mean, just as possible.
Yes, yeah, she is. And I consider Brenda to be a wonderful person. I'm really looking forward to having lunch.
I think she is, too. Yeah. Hey, Scott, one of the things the sheriff of Shasta County does is issue concealed carry permits. What's your feeling about that?
I'm absolutely supportive of that, 100%. It's, once again, as long as you can pass muster, you deserve the opportunity.
Pass the test and all that, pass the background investigation
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
So you don't see that you would in any way inhibit a person's right to have a firearm, a concealed firearm here?
I would never change anything involved with amendment to a Second Amendment.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Scott Swindeman, running for District 2 Supervisor. Scott's lived here his entire life. Mm-hmm. Children here, has been on a number of boards, college, Shasta College, is a realtor here in town, and believes that, if I can paraphrase this, believes in managing what's going on and bringing business to Shasta County.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis at SolarPowerIsSmart.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda, Bob. Linda's on assignment at 8:44 in the morning on March the 13th. Am I going out okay? It sounds different in my headphones today there, Bad Bomb, for some reason. Maybe it's just because my head's been someplace else. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. What can I say? At Nathan's Anthems, they're giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. All you have to do is go down to 1358 Market Street and enter this contest. Now, how do you do that? Just go in and just give your name. And this is for the vet. You know, this for veterans is you may need a new tattoo. If you want a new tat, or you may want to freshen up the other one, or, as Bob has, you have to cover up the names of the 12 women he's been associated with before he got married to Brenda. So, and if, for $300, that covers a lot of girls' names there, Bad Bob. You mentioned this ad, and you get 20% off tattoo. Now, I've been in there, you know, because before we say something like this, you have to go into the place and look at it. And I tell you, I'm struck by the articulate descriptions of the people there that work there and the cleanliness of the place. And, like I said, they really are supportive of veterans. All you have to do, go down there, sign up for a Nathan's Professional Piercers and Tattoo Artist right there at 1358 Market Street. And you can get a $300, you can be drawn for a $300 tattoo. Okay, back to Scott's. When Scott's here, is just his the look on your face when I'm reading these things, Scott. You just there's a smile as we move on. Scott Swindeman is running for county supervisor, District 2. All right, let's talk about. You know, we talked about it just a little bit. I want to talk about the management of personnel there. As one of the divisions, one of the departments there has boasted, if you eat, breathe, drink water, and in reality, and poop, because that falls under that department too. You come under my department. I have just a gut problem with somebody that says that if I don't know that he's being his the way he runs his department is being looked at very closely by the people that we elect, the Board of Supervisors.
I think that the key response to that is, as an employee of this county, which makes him abiding to the state and federal laws, he has two missions. He has two responsibilities. One of his responsibilities is that he will uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of California. And two, that he will ensure that his personal agenda plays no part in any of his decisions. Well, and if he can't do that on his own, and if we're going to leave somebody out in a situation where they're not subject to any kind of a scrutinization from a higher employee, there's something wrong with that picture.
I think there is too. I think that the other question, you know, the other question too is this: is, you know, you don't want to get into them and be nitpicking or be a micromanager. So there's got to be a balance there. My question is that there's so many rules and regulations, which is another thing. There's so many rules and regulations that come down from the state, yet the county will pass them on there too. Did you take a look at a lot of these laws or rules or whatever we call these things that are that impact on businesses and not just businesses, but just people trying to live out there and if they want to put a shed up on their land, I'm not sure if nobody's going to live in this. Why they have to pay money to do that? I mean, you've been in real estate, and this is one of the rules we have around here. I mean, is that something that we need to continue?
Well, a shed of a certain size, and I think it's 10 by 12. I don't think needs to be permitted, but the rules do require permits for buildings larger than that. The county supervisors need to understand all of the restraints. They need to take the time to understand the rules and then examine how the departments are implementing the rules and ensure that everybody is getting a fair break when they stop at the county.
Do you know enough about the chapel to put the chapel gate up at Anselmo's to comment on it?
I don't. I'm just now studying it. There's a lot there to look at, and I'm trying to get my hands around it. I do not have an opinion at this moment.
Okay, well, you're going to be on several more times before the election, as all of the supervisors are, as we pride ourselves on doing, is giving everybody a chance to come on, explain who they are, and you know, tell us what you're going to stand for, and what you've done. I mean, you've been really upfront about it. You haven't hemmed and hawed around. Nope, I'm going to support this and this. I would ask you that before the next time you come on, of course, is, you know, you just did throw your hat in the ring. There are a number of different issues here that a lot of people have coalesced around, not especially the chapel as it is for individual rights and property rights, which some people will say that's what Churn Creek Bottom is about. On the other hand, we've had other comments in here that said, if somebody owns the land, can you cherry pick about saying they can do what they want with this and somebody, you know, who owns land can't? I don't know. That's a tough question, I think.
My answer to that is with respect to Churn Creek Bottom, with respect to private property rights specifically, private property rights have been a huge charge of mine, as they are with every other realtor. The California Realtors National Association of Realtors are the front line in defense of private property rights. The Measure 2 and Measure B down in the Churn Creek Bottom is unnecessary, because for anybody to make any changes in the Churn Creek Bottom, whether it be split a piece of property or build a building, there will be notification of the other property owners, there will be public hearing, and there will be all of the issues such as CEQA that will restrain a project if it is not a project that's going to benefit the community. And they look at all aspects. Whereas Measure B will shut it down absolutely once and for all, 4,000 plus acres for 24 years. That's not a good thing.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Abbott, our guest Scott Swindeman. We've got a good point here. Comrade Ann has said, people in eastern Shasta County wanted to subdivide 25 acres into 5-acre parcels for their family, and were not allowed to do that. I mean, that's all that she said about that. And they were told no. And then, of course, there's not enough information on that, really, because you don't know what else was around there and everything going on. Comrade Ed, if you want to call in and talk to us about that, that'd be interesting. We'll be right back. Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Yep.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside, outside home improvement projects. Your original home and garden expo March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all the things beautiful at the home and garden expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original home and garden expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive only show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, supporting local businesses, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Cookies and Yogurt next to Rayleigh's on Hartnell Avenue, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment. Be back tomorrow. Getting ready for her big day on Friday, March the 13th today. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We don't have anybody on the line, do we, Bob, that I've forgotten about? Okay. Our... tomorrow we're going to be discussing, we didn't get a chance to talk about it so much, but price of gas has gone up 5 cents in 2 days. You know, the problems with that, the final portions of the, of you know, just what exactly is going on in the Republican race. Let's talk about the killings in Afghanistan. And, the you know, as frankly as I'm surprised that we haven't had more people killed, that somebody hasn't gone off the deep end and started just shooting Afghans. Really. And then at the same time, you see where they want to cut back on the PTSD treatments and the treatments back here in the United States. I don't understand how you can keep pushing people into combat and then not taking care of them at the other end. Somebody ought to ask President Obama that a question. And just say, how can you do that? And then make him answer the truthfully that question. Bush never answered it, but maybe Obama can. Our guest, okay, that was just an aside. Our guest, Scott Swindeman, is here, and he's running for District 2 Supervisor here in Shasta County. You're also, Scott, you're on the Cooperation Committee?
Coordination.
Right. That's what we used to say, coordinate, cooperate, and communicate. But this is the Coordination Committee. And what exactly is that?
The Coordination Committee is the result of a law that went into effect in 1970, but it's been unknown until recent. And there is a law that requires all federal agencies to coordinate with the local agency's plan whenever they suggest a federal project or federal mandate in your area. So of recent, you've probably heard that we've been taking on the U.S. Forest Service in their plan to eliminate off-road motorized vehicles on some roads.
Has that gotten any better?
It's ongoing. The nice thing about coordination is nobody, including the federal government, can impose a plan until their plan is coordinated with the local plan, and that's a very good thing.
Somebody's got the hammer.
No, they don't. And unless there is agreement, it sits as it is.
And sits as it is right now, where we can't use the roads.
No, because the roads are open until they make the change.
Okay, and they can't make the change till you all agree to that.
Right, and so we're hashing it out.
How many people are on this?
This local committee is about 40 people, 40 outstanding people.
So you need to have 40 people agree. That must make the Trinity Forest people really crazy, because there's only one of them. What's her name?
Sharon Haywood.
Sharon, who can control that whole area and shut it down just on a whim because she's a bureaucrat and not elected. And you know how I feel about bureaucratic thuggery. So she's got the one vote on her side, and you've got 40 on yours, and so it's 40-1.
No, it's not. No, it's not that. No, Sharon's vote counts for as
counts
much
as 40. Vote is 40. And if you have 50, it'll count as 50.
Right.
But if you don't agree with her and what she wants to do, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing becomes imposed. No.
So you can just kind of fight this. They didn't know this, did they?
They knew it. But they didn't.
They didn't tell anybody.
They didn't tell anybody about it. I don't think we.
God bless the USA.
Yeah, we wouldn't have lost the boathouses 12 years ago had we known.
Well, you know, this is another thing that you know the rule was there, but they're in their sly, sneaky ways. This is our own government. It's not even our elected government. It's a shadow government that slides and squirms and slimes its way underneath the elected officials to make these decisions. And then they don't tell you all the rules. See, they make you find out the rules so you can fight them. And then they don't like it.
And then they bring in the federal attorney to knock you over.
That's right. And then, you know, Scott Swindeman, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
It won't be the last time. Maybe we can get all three of you on for a debate one day.
Hey, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll be glad to do that. Okay, tomorrow we'll figure out who's going to be on tomorrow. We thought it was Sheriff Pasinko, but he's going to be on the week next. But I promise you, my friends, it'll be an interesting day tomorrow. We'll have somebody in. Bad Bob.
Sir.
The weather. Quickly.
Very, very quickly. Well, actually, we'll go into that just before we do the Wells Fargo Minute because we are coming up.
But it's going to be rainy and everything. Just remember.
Yeah, lots of rough weather.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Hey, chat room, thank you so much for all your questions and for being with us today and all of our listeners. Which are you?
And you're listening to Casey.